This is GIS News. Coming up, more public sector groups sign government wage agreement. Prime Minister hands over 106 land titles in St. Elizabeth. And debate on the Road Traffic Act begins in the House of Representatives. The details after this message.
Commuters, it is your responsibility to ensure that you travel by using licensed public transportation in the KMTR. The only legal bus operators are the JUTC and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators. Do not travel with public transportation which operate contrary to their licenses. Use the JUTC buses and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators to be safe and protected under the Road Traffic Act, the Transport Authority Act, and the Public Passenger Transport Act. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
Now the news. Two more public sector groups have accepted the government's wage offer for the 2015 to 2017 period. The Jamaica Association of Education Officers and the Jamaica Midwives Association signed the heads of agreement at a ceremony held at the Ministry of Finance and Planning on Wednesday. Minister without portfolio with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daly, congratulated the members of both associations and thanked them for their patience and understanding while reiterating the government's commitment to honoring the conditions set out in the agreement.
This would bring us now to over 93-94% of all public sector workers that have signed on to the new wage agreement. Some are happy, some are not happy. But everybody understands that the government of Jamaica, we're doing the best we can do at this time.
Mr. Daly reiterated the government's commitment to offer better wages and benefits to public sector workers as the economy begins to improve. 106 residents of Santa Cruz and adjoining communities in St. Elizabeth were presented with certificates of titles earlier this week. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller issued the titles as part of the Land Administration and Management Program LAMP Geo-Land Titling Initiative. Addressing the ceremony held at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church Hall in Santa Cruz, Mrs. Simpson Miller said the provision of land for citizens remains a major priority of the government.
Providing land for landless Jamaicans and making it easier for Jamaicans in possession of land to acquire registered titles for those lands are major priorities that I have set for my administration.
The Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, has provided LAMP with $90 million to help needy applicants and senior citizens obtain their titles. Under this arrangement, grants of up to $50,000 are provided to landowners to offset the expenses involved in acquiring land titles. The House of Representatives has started debate on the new Road Traffic Act. The government took the decision to repeal the existing Road Traffic Act promulgated in 1938 and replace it with a new act that is in keeping with international best practices for road safety. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the bill will include a grandfather clause which will ensure that undocumented vehicles are properly entered into the National Vehicle Register.
That particular consideration for this provision is in relation to vehicles which were in Jamaica for a long time. What we are seeking to do in this bill is to ensure that every vehicle that comes into the country is registered.
Dr. Guy was addressing Parliament earlier this week. The bill also covers areas such as the establishment of the Island Traffic Authority and its functions, the road code, classification of vehicles, revocation of certificate of fitness, application, grant, and refusal of learner's permit or driver's license, and offenses relating to the licensing of a driver. Debate on the bill was suspended until the next sitting of the House of Representatives. And the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA, in partnership with the United States Embassy and the International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Group, has launched a youth ganja awareness program. Executive Director of the NCDA, Michael Tucker, says the program is a public education campaign geared towards discouraging ganja use among young people, particularly those between 13 and 18 years of age.
95% of the clients that we see in the National Council on Drug Abuse are actually young people who have issues that result from use of ganja, and therefore we have to be proactive and react accordingly to the situation that may occur.
The NCDA executive director was speaking at a GIS think tank session on Thursday. He adds that ganja used by adolescents is also associated with low academic performance and with behavioral problems in schools. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuy James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.